Write what you know. It's a bit of advice every writer hears. Well, before setting out to illustrate, and then to also write children's books, I was a teacher. Readers, noting my classroom settings, assume my experience as a teacher influenced the work. Actually, I taught grade 6. My students were too old for the picture books I would eventually write. Yes, I am influenced by my memories of the school atmosphere and the fact that while a day may seem uneventful for the teachers, great calamities and comical scenarios may be unfolding for the students. But the emotions that drive my school stories, jealousy, panic, apprehension, excitement, they don't come from my teaching days, but from my student days. On this score, my suggestion for aspiring authors is yes, write what you know, but be sure to write what you feel. In my classes, I taught writing and reading. I was fortunate to be in situations where I could choose the books we read together and where there was ample time for students to choose and read books on their own as well. Since I taught American history to the same class, I often chose books with historical settings, like Irene Hunt's Across 5 Aprils. Everyone wrote stories with historical settings, and we talked about elements of plot in their own work as well as in the books we read together. They wrote their book reports like reviews and shared them with the class. To borrow from Roger Sutton's and Martha Parabano's A Family of Readers, I thought of us as a community of readers. Today, I belong to another community, the community of children's book creators. I began as an illustrator, a natural application of my childhood love for drawing, sparked by an inexplicable attraction to Little Lulu comic books. After I had completed a few illustration projects, Marjorie Kyler, then at Holiday House, offered Ann Martin's Rachel Parker Kindergarten Show Off for me to illustrate. It was that project that inspired me to write classroom stories. This was also the beginning of a long relationship with Holiday House and eventually editor Mary Cash, who bought my manuscript Snip Snip Snow, and another dozen after that. Sophie, in Snip Snip Snow, is a girl who doesn't wait for fate to take its course. When it doesn't snow, she makes her own snow. In my recent book, No Fair Science Fair, Otis observes no birds at his feeder. Since the milk carton feeder is his science project, a lesser soul would be defeated, but not Otis. Oh, he is discouraged. But he keeps an eye on his feeder, even as the judges are awarding prizes to his classmates. The birds do come. Their arrival is Otis's real prize, even as the judges present him with the Stick With It award. I like to think I am simply recycling my teaching and student days, but the real work isn't simple. It's not the sparkling draft of an idea that carries the day. It is the rewriting, the redrawing, that might make an idea bookworthy. I began by affirming that we need to write what we feel as well as what we know. I also suggest to writers seeking to publish not to abandon ideas, but like Otis, stick with them. The skill a writer needs to master is rewriting, rewriting, and rewriting.